I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Today, I want to talk about high-functioning alcoholics, or if you don't want to use the term alcoholics, people that are high-functioning with issues with alcohol. I 100% was that person. I was very high-functioning. And what I mean by high-functioning is somebody that can walk the walk and talk the talk, but still has the issues. And I would go to work every single day. I would go to work. I would show up. I'd be professional. I would look like I had everything together. I'd have the suit. I'd have makeup done, my hair done. I would look my best. I would be able to put myself forward assertively in court and be able to handle my cases. I would seem happy. I would seem as if I had everything together. I would talk a big game. But on the inside, I did not feel that way. I felt like I was coming undone and falling apart. And I really believe that my ability to be high functioning and to hide how much I suffered was not only me hiding it from those that knew me, such as my friends, those I worked with, and even my partner at times, I was hiding it from myself because no one can hide their suffering better than the high functioning person. No one is better at masking their true emotions and how badly they need help than someone that's high functioning. You know, in looking at the research and diving into what actually is a high functioning person. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I found, but what was particularly scary to me was the focus on what I read about being high functioning with alcohol use in professional careers. Because typically those such as, you know, doctors, nurses, attorneys, realtors, anyone like with a high, tough career, it draws hardworking and ambitious people who prioritize success and accomplish over our personal well-being. It's where we define ourselves by our professional success. And I found that a lot myself, where I really let my work define me. My work became my identity, how I would, you know, really correlate what I thought my self-worth was with how well I did in court. And, you know, how many cases did I went to people, did they know that I was a good attorney? Did they respect my how I presented myself in court? Was I someone that they would think on the end, you know, if I needed a lawyer, that's who I'd want as my attorney. She's got her stuff together. She knows what she's doing. And that was something that I prioritized above anything else in my life. I really put a lot of focus on people's opinions of me and how well I was perceived or my reputation in the legal community. I, you know, appeared to the people on the outside that I managed the areas of my life well. I put up the appearance that my professional life was in order, my home life in order, my family life was in order. I tried to come across as appearing physically and mentally healthy. I tried to come across as somebody that had all their ducks in a row, or that you'd want to be like that person, that I had it all and that I did, you know, everything I needed to do to make sure that I appeared that way to others. And that really got in the way, because the more that I felt and saw that I was functioning well in my career, the more that I was able to justify to myself that I did not have a drinking problem. And that if people around me didn't think that I had a drinking problem, then I didn't have a problem. And I found that there were times where it was harder for me to maintain the appearance that I had it all together. And closer to the end, I noticed that the time periods of when I found myself coming undone and to other people was becoming more frequent and not as further apart. And there were times where I said to people that I drank with and professional people that I work with professionally, I think I drink too much. I think I have problems with What was their response? Oh God, if you have a drinking problem, I have a problem, you know, making a joke of it, saying, no, you don't have a problem. You're fine. And I relished on that. I would internalize those words and I would grasp onto them and hold onto them as reasoning and excuses as to why I didn't have an issue. And the more that I realized that, and times were becoming less frequent where I'd find myself becoming very emotional, going to work, not feeling as God, you really can't, like you're upset today, but you got to hide it. I also felt that the more that I was feeling myself unravel, the more that I felt the need to hide my drinking. And I felt the need that in order to preserve my high functioning appearance in myself, that I had to hide how much I drank. And it made me I became very defensive about my drinking when, you know, even my mom would say something to me or my partner would say something to me. I found that my first line of defense was, well, if I had a problem, do you think I'd have the career that I have? Like, I'm great at my job. Okay, it's apples and oranges. Two truths doesn't make something false. Like, I don't have to be bad at my job to be an alcoholic. I can be great at my job and still have a problem with alcohol. And I just could not wrap my head around that. I could not accept that. I did feel that my tolerance was getting higher. My health issues, I had health issues I noticed because of drinking, but I was always trying to hide them. And it got to the point where, as high functioning as I was exhausted. I was mentally exhausted. I was physically exhausted. I was run down because not only was I trying to lie to myself and say I didn't have a problem, it was becoming harder and harder to believe those lies to myself. But I also was exhausted. I was so tired of keeping up the appearances. I was so tired of having to feel like I had to constantly 24/7 look like I had my life together when I knew I didn't have my life together. I knew what I was doing. I knew that I was hiding how much I drank. And I knew that, you know, by doing that, what do I have to do to hide things? You have to lie. And it was exhausting. I knew that I was causing demise to my relationships. I was causing really mistrust with myself that I just, you know, and I didn't like who I was becoming. I did not like myself. And the more that I felt those emotions and the worse that my drinking got, the harder it was for me to maintain, to be high functioning. And it was just downright exhausting till I got to the point where I just could not do it anymore. And I'm saying this because, and I really just want to stress this, that just because somebody is high functioning, you know, you see people and you're like, wow, I don't think they've, you know, just because somebody appears to have everything together doesn't mean they have it all together. And one thing I wish is that when I always say, like, I'd send out like little flares, like I need help with something, like me saying to my friends, like, I think I have a problem. I think I have an issue. I just wish that they listen to me. Yeah. So that's really what I just want to stress is that being high functioning can be hard. It can be very difficult because the denial runs deep and it just, there's not necessarily a rock bottom. Like, I was very fortunate that I did not hit a rock bottom. I did not come to a point where I was at the end and that I lost something and that I had hit rock bottom. But to me, I was pretty darn close because I was so emotionally and physically exhausted and drained. I could not go any further. I physically could not do it anymore. And that's when I decided, and that's when I knew I had to stop and got some help. So I hope that you can take away from today's episode that even if somebody appears to have it all together or you have it all together and that's how you know that you're high functioning, that it does just because you're great at work or you're not great at work doesn't mean that you don't have an issue. And that I just would say, I encourage everyone that if you feel at the end of the day, if you feel on the inside that drinking is not serving you, chances are it's not serving you. And high functioning, it does exist. And to just be on the lookout for it because you never know if someone that you're working with might need help. So, and if a friend comes to you and says, oh, I think I'm drinking so much, just listen. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.